Well, as your listeners probably know, all visits to Newgrange and Louth begin at Brunaboyne Visitor Centre. This is a centre on the other side of the river from the monuments. So you arrive at Brunaboyne and you get a shuttle bus up to the monuments and then you get a guided tour there. Now, Brunaboyne Centre opened in 1997, which is 22 years ago, and the exhibition was wonderful, but it was time for a makeover. So for the last number of months, we have actually been out of the visitor centre. And this coming week, we're having the official reopening of the centre with the makeover complete. So the exhibition has changed completely for all of our regular visitors. And I heard somebody describe it as not only did the exhibition change, the whole personality of the building has been changed by the work that has taken place over the last number of months. I personally have never seen anything like the exhibition that we have now. It is, it brings you right back to the Neolithic era, and not only with pictures and videos, but also with soundscape. So when you're walking through the exhibition, the whole surroundings are filled with sounds of animals and birds, some of whom no longer live in Ireland. And it just kind of makes you feel like you're really there. There's really interesting information on how we know what we know, like the work of archaeology. And there are specially commissioned films on how the people lived, and then, of course, how they built the monuments, how they treated their dead. So it is a wonderful exhibition.
And maybe, Claire, and I know we're on this morning to talk about the new visitor centre that you have there at Newgrange, but maybe we could digress slightly, because, you know, I think it's very important for people listening this morning to understand that Douth, now Newgrange, that whole area down there, while it is of huge significance on the Irish, we'll say, for argument's sake, tourism landscape, and I'm broadening it out here.
Yeah, I understand.
But in the context of historical perspectives worldwide, this is absolutely huge, what you have down there. I mean, it is so unusual in a world scale, never mind in an Irish scale, but in a world scale.
No, it is something that our whole nation should be justifiably proud of, because they are monuments that are exceptional on an awful lot of levels. And that is why in 1993, the whole area was recognised as a World Heritage Site. So when we're looking after the monuments on a day-to-day basis, we're not looking after them just on behalf of the Irish people. We're looking after these monuments on behalf of humanity, because it is an outstanding example of cultural heritage worldwide, as you say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a big... having been there, Claire, maybe this is why I'm kind of a little bit passionate about it, let us say.
Oh, good.
That, you know, we hear on a world scale, for argument's sake, of the pyramids in Egypt, but in a historical context of evolution, these would be far more important.
Well, I suppose they would be certainly equally important. And of course, as we're always boasting when you come on a tour here to Brunaboyne, the monuments of the Boyne Valley are in fact older than the pyramids of Egypt.
And that's the point I was making. And outside of that, I mean, for people who don't maybe understand it, and as I said, it's not really what we're here to talk about, but when I have you, I'll make use of you, as they say.
Indeed.
From an engineering point of view, when you bear in mind the time we're talking about, this is off the Richter scale.
Yeah, they are extraordinary. And to think that, like, we're coming up to the winter solstice at Newgrange, and to think that we are waiting next week, is it next week, the week after, next week, starting next week, for something that was conceived and built 5,000 years ago is truly something exceptional. Like, I mean, there are very few experiences that we can share with somebody who lived 5,000 years ago. And to think that after 5,000 years, that the light still gets into the chamber at Newgrange at winter solstice, and only at winter solstice, is a remarkable achievement. And, I mean, astronomers have studied the light at Newgrange. And after 5,000 years, the light show that we experience now is only out by 4 minutes on the light show that they experienced 5,000 years ago. So you're talking about people getting out and about and coming, getting out over Christmas. I mean, to celebrate the winter solstice at Newgrange Monument is much as a great experience, and we always have hundreds of people gathered with us on the outside. To go inside, as you know, is by lottery only. But people are welcome to stand on the outside and wait for the sun to rise and stand in the same spot as they did all those years ago.
Well, as again, Claire, as somebody who has been there and experienced it, you can, well, certainly I'll speak personally and for myself, I could only stand back in absolute amazement at what I was looking at. I mean, it just, if it was something actually which was built today, you'd say, yeah, you know what, that's a good job, that's nice, I like that. Yeah. But to think and put it in the time context, it just is mind-boggling.
Yeah, especially when you consider the technology that they were using, that the stones they had were just stone and wood and bone. Like, I mean, if we were to build something like Newgrange now today, we'd have the cranes out and we'd have engineers and all the people working and bossing us around. And I'm sure they had their engineers and their astronomers back then too. But it must have been a great community effort. Everybody in the community must have been involved in building the monuments.
Yeah. I wonder who was the health and safety officer on site for that one.
Yeah, you'd wonder. You'd wonder, all right.
You certainly would when you consider, as you said, that, I mean, when you look at the structure and stand back and study it and you see the work that went into it, and again, you have to bear in mind the time that we're talking about. I mean, to move some of the stuff that is there in situ, it's just, you'd look at it and you'd wonder, and you say, those people were highly, highly intelligent, you know? Claire, come back to
So when we look around now and we look at our new exhibition.
That's like what I want to come back so to the new exhibition now when we talk about it.
Brand new exhibition and a chance to visit the monuments. That's the total wow, that you have the cutting edge technology in the exhibition where you're brought back, or you feel you're brought back to the Stone Age. And then you go back out to the field, out across the Boyne, and up to the monument, and then you stand in the chamber, which was constructed 5,000 years ago. I don't think worldwide there will be an experience that can top it.